Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kelly Oldwater's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Strategy Planning Partners and also of a company called Three of You. She's the co-author of one of my favorite books in my library, Paradoxical Thinking. I think about the things that Kelly has taught us over the years about our paradoxes. I use it in my work all the time, most of the time with attribution to her, by the way. And she's our good friend, Kelly Oldwater. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here with you.
Good to have you back. Okay, so one of the things I want you to do for us to start with, Kelly, is help us with a really important issue that every small business owner, large, whether they're a startup or whether they've got a lot of employees, a lot of customers, have to deal with. And that is this growth thing, right? How do we know when to grow? How do we know when we're growing too fast? And you've been thinking a lot about that lately, and I want you to talk to us about that. And then later, as we continue our visit, we'll talk about how to solve some of those things. But tell us some of your thoughts on how to tell when you're growing too fast.
Well, I think the signals, especially if you're a business, either self-employed, just yourself, or non-employer, as they call it, or you have up to 5 or 10 employees even, is when you notice that you're short on cash all the time, almost having to rob Peter to pay Paul. You're beginning to rely on high interest debt, whether it's personal credit cards or loans, which there are people who loan for that. That's always a very dangerous signal, and it happens way too often. Much more than I thought.
Yeah, no, it's a constant thing. I actually have a law about this, Kelly. My Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yes.
Because
and
if you're a small business,
by definition,
you're undercapitalized. What I was going to ask you though, here's a question inside the question. How do you differentiate between I don't have enough cash because I'm growing too fast, and I don't have enough cash because I haven't done a good job of capitalizing my business as it is? What do you think?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I don't have enough cash because I'm growing too fast, or enough time because I'm growing too fast, usually comes because you've taken on either a large client or a big project, but you don't have the back end to support it.
And that project is causing you to spend money quicker than the customer revenues are coming in.
Exactly. And it also ends up taking an exorbitant amount of the time that you were using to manage the other functions of your business.
Including maybe taking care of other customers who've been loyal to you for a long time.
Exactly. And it also, if you have employees, it's pulling them away. They're starting to work overtime more regularly, and it's pulling them away from what you hired them to do, and it's happening without having a formal change in the job description.
I've seen companies actually lose their business because they were lured away by a shiny object, bigger customer who didn't pay all that well but demanded a lot, and the other customers literally were able to tell that they weren't getting the same service they had been, and so they went other places, and so this business was sitting there without the same support of their original customers, with less of that support, meaning less cash flow, and bleeding cash because of the big customer they took in.
Yes.
And literally, one day you show up and the door's closed, locked.
That's true. And one of the things that I've learned is when the other customers that you've been serving leave, they do it really politely.
That's right.
They don't yell at you and say, what's wrong with you? You're treating me badly. They just don't do business with you anymore.
These days, you just became irrelevant to them.
Exactly. And sometimes it takes a while to catch that that is what's happening.
Right, right. What are some of the other tips that you might be growing too fast?
Well, another one is that your overhead costs are mounting, but you don't feel you have a choice in the matter. So, you know, always pay attention to that.
What would that look like? What would be an example of what that looks like? Payroll?
Well, no, not necessarily in payroll. I wouldn't say it there, because often when you get into trouble is when you're trying to use what you have, but it's not big enough to support what you've just gotten in terms of a customer or project. But you need a new type of software, or you have to get new equipment to service this particular client because you didn't have what you needed to start with.
Right.
So when you look at those kinds of costs and they're going up, you better have a darn good reason for it and enough to support it.
Yeah.
The other thing that's always a signal is that working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's and there again, you have to differentiate that. Even that has to be differentiated between what is the typical expectation of a business owner in terms of how much we have to work, and how much of the effort that you're putting into it is associated with the fact that you've taken on business that you aren't staffed or organized to take on.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? In other words, as you know, when you're a small business owner, you used to tell people that, you know, after I got my business established, I was down to working only half days, and I could pick the 12 hours that I wanted to work. You know, and so it's like that when you start up. So you have to, that's another thing, is differentiate between what's normal, so to speak, if you can use that word with entrepreneurs, and what is something that's associated with the growth. All right, one more quick one before we go to our break. What's another tip?
Well, you know, I want to go back to this last one that we were talking about, working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's working 7 days a week with a smile on your face, and there's working 7 days a week in a panic.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think as small business owners, we've all experienced both.
Yep, and you've got to be able to differentiate those two, folks. We come back. Kelly's got some ideas on how to help you grow a little bit without being so frantic, without being so in such a perilous position. She's got some ideas about that. We'll talk about that after these messages. Her website, by the way, is 3ofyou.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.